On the night before Jesus was arrested, he gathered his disciples together for a ceremony that he established. Some call this ceremony communion. Others call it the breaking of bread. Some call it the Eucharist. Or still others, the Lord's Supper. But in Luke 22 is where you'll see this recorded. These events took place. In verse 14, it says this: when the hour had came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table, and he said to them, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God." All right, after taking the cup, he gave thanks and he said, take this and divide it among you. For I tell you, I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And after that, he took the bread and he gave thanks and he broke it and he gave it to them saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." And so Jesus established this ceremony the night before he goes to the cross to pay for our sins. And Jesus, he does this during the Passover meal to highlight and to connect it to the fulfillment of what God had done in the Old Testament and how he fulfilled the promise in this moment in the Old Testament. And through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, that we get to trust in this new covenant promise. This new promise with God, that where he can provide a personal relationship. You and I get to have that personal relationship with an almighty God. A promise that when we follow him, that he's going to transform our heart, our mind, our very soul. He transforms us from the inside out. So this new covenant promises forgiveness, get this, not based on our works, our goodness, not based on anything that you and I could ever do, but what on Jesus has done. So there's more symbolism that's taking place in this moment than just people just taking communion. But in fact, when Jesus' followers take communion, they're not just uniting themselves with Jesus. They're actually pronouncing unity among one another, about everybody else in the church. Not only that, whenever we take communion, you and I are doing something more than that. We're joining in 2,000 years of Jesus followers who stepped into this moment like our moment, where they consider what you consider here in this moment, maybe what God has done for you, what God has done in place of you, how he's prepared you, and what God will still do through you. Now, there is no clear command in Scripture about when you and I are to take communion or how often you and I are to take communion, but when we read our New Testament, we see that Jesus' followers took the communion on the first day of every week. So there's no clear command in Scripture but when to take communion, but when we take it, Jesus says, "Hey, I want you to do this in remembrance of me. Do this in remembrance of me." Now, I don't know, what goes through your mind when you take communion, but so many of us take this time, and what we do is we'll reflect back on our lives. We'll reflect maybe back on this last year. We'll reflect on maybe the things that we're still struggling with or how far we do feel from God. We'll reflect and we'll remember. And we get to remember God's faithfulness. We get to remember Jesus' sacrifice. Maybe we'll remember how desperately we needed God to intervene in our life. And we do that because we actually believe that the opposite of remember is to forget. Isn't that what we normally think? The opposite of remember is actually forget. And so as we point our lives to 2025, I'll just be honest. There's a lot that's happened in 2024. I'd like to forget. Right? Not only that, when I think about how far I am from God and where I stand with God, I mean, isn't there a lot that you and I probably, we need to remember about what he says about us? And so what many people do is we come to this moment of communion and we try to forget, or worse than that, we try to pretend the wrongs that happened to us didn't happen. We try to forget the wrongs that we've committed against one another didn't happen. We try to forget how sinful we really are. And so we step into this moment and we encounter a holy, other, almighty God. There's a lot we'd like to forget. There's a lot we need to remember. See, the opposite of remember, we think that the opposite is to forget, but it's actually, that's not true. Did you know that? The opposite of remember is not forget. The opposite of remember is actually dismember. Dismember. Webster defines it this way, to break up or to tear into pieces. The Greek word is a little more graphic. It says to tear apart, to pull into pieces, to divide, to burst. Jesus commanded us to take communion because life has a way of dismembering us. Doesn't life have this dismembering effect? I mean, even if you never decide to follow Jesus, I bet you agree with that statement. Life has a dismembering effect. So my question for you today, as we wrap up this year, is how have you been dismembered in 2024? How have you been dismembered in 2024? I want you to take a second. I want you to reflect on it. What was it for you? Can you pinpoint it? Can reflect the pain? I mean, as you prepare your heart for communion in this moment, how have you been dismembered? What did you lose? Was it a person? Was it a job? Was it an ability? How were you hurt? Who betrayed you? Who disappointed you? What upset you? Who left you? How have you been dismembered? Was it a relational loss? Was it a physical loss? I'm telling you, there is so much in life that has this dismembering effect on all of us. For me personally, 2024 has been a dismembering year. I don't know if you know, the statistics say that the average person loses 7 significant relationships in their lifetime. Did you know that, right? And with that separation comes grief. And with that separation comes heartbreak. I mean, anybody suffer a relationship? Anyone sever a relationship? Anyone suffer a loss? How were you dismembered? 7 significant relationships. And with that comes emotions that you and I just never seem to get over. So what did you lose this year? How have you been dismembered? The average person loses 7 relationships in a lifetime, but statistics say that a minister loses 7 significant relationships within a year. I'm not saying that to brag. I'm just saying that to let you know I get it. Me too. As I look back on 2024, I hurt too. I grieve too. Because life has this dismembering effect. But Jesus commanded his followers to do what? Remember. Recenter. To be reunified. So as we pour our hearts and our lives to 2025, and as we step into this new year full of possibilities as a church, we want to recenter on Jesus. We want to trust in Jesus. Remember Jesus. Why? Because there's a lot that we need to remember about Jesus, what he has for us to do. In fact, just a few seconds, we're going to take communion. And if you haven't noticed, we're doing this a little bit differently today. We've got tables down here and tables up there. They're all around the room. And I want you to spend significant time in communion today. It's not super structured, but I want you to take some time and I want you to reflect. I want you to remember. 2024 has been a dismembering year, but we need to remember. So as the band plays, make your way to a table. You can take communion as a family. You can take it as a couple. You can take it at your seat. You can take some time to pray. You can take some time to reflect and recenter and remember. You can move as we sing. We can be singing and you can still, you can sit as we sing. You can stand as we sing. It's up to you. But together, we're gonna remember. Together, we need to recenter our hearts and our lives on Jesus. Paul, who wasn't at the Last Supper, but he had some instructions for a Corinthian church who had been dismembered. It says, the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread or drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again. Jesus was dismembered so that we could remember. So as we partake the cup in just a moment, into the dismembered bread in just a moment, you need to remember Jesus was dismembered so that you and I could remember the lengths that God would go to for you, in place of you. Jesus was dismembered so that you and I could remember the love of God. That we need to love one another, that God's not done with us, that God's got more for us. So it is true, 2024 has been a dismembering year, but God so loves you. He was dismembered so that we could remember. And so here's my challenge as you head into 2025. Every time you feel dismembered, don't forget to remember. Every time you're dismembered, don't forget to remember. Don't forget to remember what God has done for you in place of you. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us Jesus, who allowed his own body to be broken so that we might be made whole. As we come to this table, draw us together in unity. Help us to remember the depth of Christ's love. Fill us with gratitude and hope. By your Spirit, recenter our hearts on Jesus and his sacrifice for us. As we prepare for this coming year, Father, we trust you to restore every broken part in our lives. It's in Jesus' name I pray.